This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The US House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday that would require the TikTok owner ByteDance to sell the social media platform or face a total ban in the United States. And interestingly, Donald Trump has newfound support for the app after considering a US ban on TikTok whilst he was president. Well, why the sudden change of tune?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Lauren Rosewarne, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about Donald Trump's newfound support, what does the TikTok bill do?
Okay, so the argument is that there is a problem in America with so many people using TikTok, given that the owners of TikTok are this company called ByteDance, which is based in China. Now, it's not just the Chinese ownership of ByteDance or of TikTok that's the big problem. It's that in China, the government can demand to see data at any time. And this is ultimately what the Americans are scared of, that the Chinese government could actually be using ByteDance to get user data on Americans and can manipulate the algorithms. I need to say there is no proof that they've done any of this to date, but that is the American fear, that it could pose national security issues going forward, and therefore it needs to be stopped before it happens.
I wonder if it's really a threat, though, or is it just convenient scaremongering prior to an election? Because I know here they've taken TikTok off important government phones, etc., but we're not going to have a ban here. Is there really a threat, do you think?
Look, on one hand, you could say they're just picking China because China is considered an adversary in the way that we don't necessarily think of other countries who may be connected to apps. The other aspect is that there are few other apps that have as big a users as TikTok. So therefore, if it's ownership of another app that only a few people play their game on, it's not actually a big deal. Whereas, so this is a scale problem, even though there is no proof that the Chinese government has tried to get any information so far. The issue, though, is again possibility in the future, particularly in the run-up to an election, and that's where, you know, why this is getting so much attention right this moment. But yes, no proof it's happened so far. And equally, let us not forget that it was an American company that released all of that data in 2018 during the Facebook scandal, where all of our data was sold to a variety of different companies, and it was Facebook that was considered to have a malevolent influence on the last election, not TikTok.
Now, isn't Donald Trump, I mean, he's more conservative, there's no question about that, and therefore I would have thought more likely to support a ban on, you know, and some whip up some anti-Chinese hysteria. Why the sudden change of support, and what will that do to his supporters?
All right, so it's very, very important with Donald Trump to remember he doesn't have any ideology. Okay, so this is part of the reason that there are never Trumper conservatives who don't see Trump as a conservative, just see him as a charlatan. I don't mean them to that just necessarily negatively in terms of me not personally liking him, but rather that he doesn't have, there's no running thread through his policy initiatives. It's not like he's singing from the conservative playbook, because a lot of his positions on things are contradictory. With that in mind, when he was in government, he saw that there was political mileage to be made from trying to implement a TikTok ban. Why now is he singing a different song? One of the arguments is that one of the people who make a good deal of money out of TikTok is a Trump donor. So there's firstly a lobbying aspect to this, and keeping in mind Trump obviously is very, very keen for donations as he's going towards the next election. But the other one, and that again is potentially more rumor in the sense that it's very difficult to trace campaign donations when they're in company form, but the other argument is that Trump is very worried that people will then have to find a new social media platform to go to. Will they go to Facebook? He hates Facebook because, remember, Facebook kicked him off Last, you know, after the insurrection in January, what was it, 2021, and therefore he is concerned that the TikTok folks will leave that platform and go to Facebook, where they'll find a warm home with Mark Zuckerberg, who Trump hates.
I still can't help but think Facebook is an American company and the profits obviously stay in America. And I know you said, you know, there's no common thread through all of his policies and things, but I imagine his supporter base would be a little bit miffed at that, thinking, well, we've got an American social media app here that stays in the country, our data stays in the country. Why are you supporting this one in China?
Not to mention that Facebook was actually integral to Trump's election. So when Trump got elected in, what was it, 2016, they actually had a worker on the Trump election campaign who was a Facebook employee. This is not speculation. This is not well known, to teach them how to best use Facebook to target their voters. So Facebook has actually been incredibly crucial to the success of Donald Trump. But Trump has a lot of vengeance issues. And if someone has done him wrong, he will go out of his way, even if it conflicts with national security, even if it conflicts with some of the values of his voters. I'm not sure he's necessarily thinking strategically. What I would say, though, is TikTok users skew very much young, as opposed to the people who would be Trump supporters generally. So it is a weird thing that he's kind of getting behind a company who probably aren't his target audience. Maybe he wants to grow and thinks this might be a way to appeal to the youth, but it does seem like an odd choice for him. Although, again, we can't look at this as political ideology. We have to look at this as personal vendetta, because that's a lot of Trump's moves. When it's hard to understand them, we have to actually go back to emotion, which is, weirdly, one of the things that women are often criticized for is making decisions on emotion. In fact, that's Trump's entire career.
Which scares me a little bit. If he does become president and decisions are made, you know, based on vengeance and emotion. So he called Mark Zuckerberg, Zuckerschmuck or something.
Yeah, but he actually already said that he said that his first day is going to be a vengeance day. This is the weird thing with Trump, where he actually tells us exactly what he plans to do. And I think there's this thing where people, after all this time, oh no, he can't mean it. Of course he means it. The only thing stopping him doing what he wants has been things like the courts, has been the system where he hasn't controlled every branch of power. But that's also changed since the last time we saw him as well. It's weird that people give him the benefit of the doubt after he's proven time and time again he wants to do what he says.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about the potential ban of TikTok in the United States. Lauren, why can't they just force TikTok to have servers in the US that store the data there and it doesn't travel to China? Why can't they put some sort of restriction like that on? Isn't that a...
You can't really tell one business, how to run, right? Either you have to pass that law as for everybody, but it's equally, you're going to see that challenged as a kind of restriction on my ability to run my business the way I want to run it. What I think's weird, though, about this law is they can't say to ByteDance, you have to sell TikTok, right? Or you have to sell TikTok's American arm, which is ultimately what they're asking. What they'll have to do, which is clearly what they're doing here, is to simply say, we're not allowing you to trade here unless you're American owned. What you want to do is up to you. But if you want to trade in the United States, you need to be American owned. It is very weird to single out TikTok as opposed to all the other Chinese companies that operate in the United States. They will argue, though, that they can justify this based on national security, which you could say is not the same case for other Chinese owned companies. Although, again, I think that's a bit of a fuzzy idea.
Well, my little robotic vacuum is from a Chinese company. They can spy. I don't care.
The benefit. They got the chip in there.
I don't care as long as I've got a clean house. But should we be preparing for a Trump presidency? What's your gut feel?
We should be preparing. And I was the complete denier in 2016 that I was in the US and there was just no chance in my mind he was going to get in. So there was me for 3 days crying in a hotel room. So this time round, I am thinking there is a strong chance, which is partly I'm more tough this time round, saying if Americans want that, that's their bad luck. I feel like we've given you all the evidence and you're still picking him. I'm wiping my hands of you.
But what impact could it have on us and the region?
Well, this is the thing. We import so many horrible things from the United States based on things like values, polarization, skepticism about certain things. So I think that we're just going to see more of that, unfortunately. This is one of the downsides of a very globalized media, is that a hot button issue in the United States becomes a hot button issue here 4 hours later, which, again, whether it impacts Australians or not, I mean, we've seen this recently in terms of certain very conservative politicians in Australia start talking about abortion. Abortion's not a hot button topic in Australia, but it becomes one because it is in the United States. Same with other culture war topics. I think we should be concerned.
Lauren, great to chat with you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Lauren. Thank you. That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosebourne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.